It's great to see the good weather, and it's been dry now for a number of days, and the forecast is for the next coming days to be dry as well, and obviously that does pose a potential wildfire risk. And while the conditions are may in places be wet underfoot, the vegetation, overground vegetation, currently is very dry, so that if a fire does light, it is likely to spread rapidly and get out of control. And in 2011, we had a substantial number of gorse fires in April and over the May Day Bank holiday, which caused substantial damage to the wildlife habitat, to the breeding, and to the flora and fauna of the area, not to mention the other property that was lost in them. And also in 2013, we had approximately 170 fires, wildfires over about a 20-day period. Now, in addition to the damage that these fires cause, they also place a substantial demand on fire brigade resources, so that the brigades, while they're dealing with those fires, are not immediately available to respond to house fires, to road traffic collisions, and to other types of incidences which need fire brigade intervention. The consequences of that is that people could lose their lives in house fires and road traffic collisions. They could sustain injury or property could be lost.
Have the Donegal Fire Brigade had many call-outs to attend to gorse fires so far this year?
Yeah, I don't have an exact number, but yes, there have been a number. There have been a number, Barry. And that number, the weather conditions at the moment, could result in a substantial increase to that number. Now, there are certain precautions that people can take to mitigate the occurrence of a wildfire. For example, they shouldn't light fires in areas that are prone to gorse fires. If you're a camper and you're lighting a campfire, make sure it's in an area that there's no possibility of the fire spreading from, and make sure that the fire is properly extinguished when you leave or when you no longer need it. Don't discard a cigarette, lit cigarettes or matches. If you live in an area that is prone to gorse fires or other wildfires and you have solid fuel appliances, make sure that that when you're taking out the hot ashes that they are in a metal container with a metal lid, and that they're either cooled before you transfer them to another container, or if you have to transfer them immediately, make sure you put them again into a metal container with a metal lid. And equally importantly, if you do live in that type of area, make sure that the vegetation around your house is cut back so that if there is a gorse fire in the area, it will not spread close to your house and will not involve your house in the fire.